This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today's broadcast is from a Signs of the Time meeting in Southern California. The utterance and graphic illustration was so clear, I wanted to share it with you as we watch the Signs of the Time together. Bless the Lord. And now they're getting me up here, my whiteboard, because if I had it, my preference would be an old oak school desk with an apple on it. And a bell. And we'd stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And sing Star Spangled Banner. We're working on something that we're doing for kids. What is the building blocks? What's our age group that we're aiming at? 3 to 6, something like that. And my son Terry, he's his graduate scientist, and he has a lot of other degrees in other hours in chemistry. And he has a little boy who's 4, and his wife is a school teacher as well. So if I had my way, I would I'd have a desk here because I really want to teach tonight. But I believe it is with a prophetic anointing. We're going to look at some things. How many of you got this mailing from John Hagee on the blood moons? 1, 2. On the blood moons. Maybe you can't read from out there. The coming 4 blood moons. How many of you got that? Okay. We're going to look at at these 4 blood moons. And so they're actually eclipses. And we're going to look at, solar eclipses. And we're going to look at some signs of the times because I believe God's giving them. And if he's giving them, then we would need to know that he's giving them. How does the book end? I'm coming soon. Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody said, did he miss it? It's been 2,000 years. No, he didn't miss it. With him, a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. If we had time, we could teach you some of our other teachings, which we have, which proves he'll come after 2,000 years. He'll come at the third day. So we're right here. Jesus is coming. One of the signs that's happening all around me, Brother Hagin used to come in my office all the time. And he'd just sit there and start talking about something, you know. And he came in one day and he said, you know, you're going to live at the time of an age change. And when you have an age change, he said, it's not like you just step over a log and everything's suddenly different. He said, things from that age will be coming into this age. Jesus was born at an age change. There was activity of angels. He said, there'll be a lot of activity of angels, and there will be a lot of people going beyond the veil to heaven and coming back and giving a report. He said, some of them will be near-death experiences, and some of them will not. He always thought of me as a writer because I wrote put his books into print. And he said, you are to write a book about it. Well, I'm telling you, they're going to heaven and coming back just like lightning almost. It's happening so much, and they're writing their own books. So I thought, well, I don't have to write them. I might write something that kind of puts them all together, and they see kind of the same things. Most all of them see a place in heaven that has, they call it different things. Gary saw it like on grassy hills, Gary Wood, and with bleachers, and that people from there can look over down into here. It does call them witnesses. So most all of them have seen that. And he said, they're all interested in your spiritual progress, and they make confessions over their loved ones. You're going to make it. You're going to do all right, da-da-da-da, you know, urging you on. And he saw there, they were looking over, and a man was about to be born again on earth, and they ran and got his mother. Yeah. so she could come. And then they had great rejoicing, you know. There's a real connection between heaven and earth. We're even told to keep our minds there. Bless the Lord. To live above the fray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the name tonight is Signs of the Time. First thing we're going to look at is time itself. Does God need time? Not for himself. Turn to Isaiah 57:15. I'd like you to look at this in your Bible. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity. He lives in eternity. Whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. He's a God of eternity. He's not in any way limited by time. Not in any way at all. Nothing about him is affected by time. He is the same. He never changes yesterday, today, and forever. His name is, we mispronounce it Jehovah. Sometimes we mispronounce it Yahweh. Nobody really knows how to pronounce it. But it's Yod, He, Vav, He in the Hebrew. And it means he was, he is to come. He was, he is to come. Jesus identifies himself as that in the book of Revelation. He never changes. He was, he is to come. I used to say God knows the future better than I know the past, and he does. But he doesn't just know the future, he lives there. People talk like, oh, God is so sad you did that. No. It didn't shock him. He didn't say, oh, Jesus, I want you to look what Ray Jean did. I don't know how we're going to get him out of this one. Because we're so time conscious and limited. But Dr. Roy Hicks at Rhema in its early days, he talked about eternity being like a wagon wheel where God sits on the hub of it. And he can look down any spoke, past, present, future. He was, he is to come. There will come an end to time as we know it. Not yet, but there will. Jared, stand up. This is my grandson, Jared. And he's the brother of Hannah and Brandon, that's right. I'm marking him out of my book since he left me, moved off, and got married. And this is their mother sitting here. But Jared was an inquisitive little guy. I mean, he would run you nuts. Asking questions. And his Aunt Shelley, they were driving to a basketball game one night, and he'd ask her so many questions. She's about to go crazy. And she said, "We live in Branson. I don't know if you know about Branson, Missouri. We are a place of about 10,000 people, but we have 7.5 million visitors, tourists every year. And we have lights all the time. But in Christmas, we have what you call Ozark Christmas. And in October, they put them up. Lights everywhere. So they're driving on the ball game, and he says to his Aunt Shelley, Aunt Shelley, just how would you estimate how many light bulbs there are? She said, Jared, shut up. Trying to find this high school we're going to. Oh, no, he said, I was just about to ask you one more question. She said, okay, one more. He said, what do you think about those black holes in space? She did tell him to shut up then, and probably in a voice that he did it. So I was on my first trip to Australia, and I was calling Brenda, and Jared answered the phone. Oh, brother, I got a good opportunity. I said, Jared, I'm calling you from tomorrow. I said, don't be concerned about yesterday. It went all right. I knew his mother was going to get it after that. And on my way home from that trip, I heard the captain announce, "We have just crossed the international dateline." And when he did, I heard the Lord. He gave a word to me. I can still hear how the voice was. It was, you know, you have impressions, but then sometimes you have the voice of the Holy Ghost, which is very, it's louder, it's more authoritative. And it was this: God invented time precisely, mathematically, scientifically. God measured out a piece of eternity and called it time for his dealings with man. Each passing second counts off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God. The time that he measured out, he will settle everything that happened with man and the curse on the earth. And everything, there will be restoration. He will restore it. And there will come a time that is the end of time. But he's using it right now. And there are signposts on the timeline. Where are we on that timeline? We can see and we can know. And we should. We shouldn't just go along like it's just every day. Que sera, sera. God has a calendar that he goes by. It is not the Gregorian calendar. We proved that January 1st, 2000. Remember all the terrible things that were supposed to happen? I knew nothing was going to happen. Zero zilch. New Year's Day to God is not January 1st. It's not. But you know, men are always having wonderful, exciting things that the Lord speaks to them at the beginning of every year. You know why? That's when they seek him. That's when they stay up all night. You could pick up October 3rd. And if all the people would stay up all night and shut themselves away, they would hear from God. He certainly wouldn't go by a calendar that's off. And the Gregorian calendar is off, the one we go by. It was commissioned by Pope Gregory in the year 1592. I mean, a lot of history's gone by before a Gregorian calendar. It replaced the Julian calendar to try to make Easter line up a little better. And it attempted to name time, count time, from the birth of Jesus. But they missed it. Because the Pope, the little guy who wrote it, he has Jesus being born after King Herod died. Later on, they found out when King Herod died. King Herod died somewhere between 3 and 6 B.C. So he couldn't have died before Jesus was born because he ordered all the boy babies to be killed. So God certainly doesn't go by a calendar that's off.
You can have this entire Signs of the Time meeting by CD or DVD. I recommend the DVD because of the illustrations. Just mention this is a radio offer to get the very special prices of $5 plus shipping for the CDs and $10 plus shipping for the DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Billy Brim, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom!